Can we sit and enjoy first?
Yeah, it's okay. I can still wish you a safe trip. Okay, we're going to start again from Chulin Shenichel to Bazara, which is right across Talis's Talmud Leimar down three lines. Chulin Shenichel to Bazara, Nun Zion Amid Beis, 57B, across from Talmud Leimar down three lines. Two. Chulin Shenichel to Bazara. Menahani Mili, how do I know it's Asher Bano? I'm Rabbi Yechim, Shem Rabbi Meir, I'm Rabbi Taira. The Taira told us two things. It told me, Shchait, Shali, Mishali. Checked my animals, namely Karbonus, in my domain, namely Dazara. Ushalach, Vishalach, and checked your animals out of your, in your domain, which means out of the Azara. And that the Taira said Beferish, because it says, Kiyurikach Mimcha, Mokum Zavachta. Right, checked it out. So the Torah told me to check Kabbalah in, and the Torah told me to check Kabbalah out. Ma'ashali b'shalach aser, just like it says b'feirish, you cannot check kachim outside the Azara, av shalach b'shali aser. So shechting your chulin in the Azara is aser.
Literally, zevach.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zevachta means the shecht.
So what
does
yishkita and zvicha?
Nothing. They're synonymous. Zvachim might be a name for korbanos, but the act of zvicha is the act of shechita. It's one and the same. Synonymous.
They use the word shechita by korbanos also.
Again, you'll have to find out why the Torah uses different synonyms. There's svarim written that say the difference between synonyms, so I don't know what they are. But in the translation, the simple translation of the word zvachta and v'shachat is one and the same act. I have no idea what you're trying to prove here. Exactly, which means Zushchita. That's all it says. That's yes.
In my Beis Shueva, when Yaakov offers Tzvachim on the way into Mitzrayim, the Rav says that this has to do specifically with Korbanos, which have to do with Simcha.
Again. I'll say it one more time. The Torah uses a zavachta for chulin, not for karbonis. It happens to be that zvachim is a synonymous in karbonis with shlomim, which is for simcha. But this is where he's asking me a different word. The Torah said, "Yirchak mimcha hamakom, when you live far from Yerushalayim, shecht your animals and eat them." And that's talking about regular chulin animals, not shlomim, not karbonis. Well, some people get happy for meat, the meat being simcha, right? You eat might be that basar and yam tov, but that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. Pasuk is saying, do an act of shechita. And he uses the word v'zavachta instead of v'shachata. But it's the same one thing, that's all I'm saying. In the Westerns, it's translated exactly the same. Now, in the depth of the meaning, there must be a difference. Whether it means shech meat for happiness, and maybe, I don't see why, it's not shlomim, it's not yam tov, but the Torah is allowing me to shecht chulin back home in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. And it uses the word v'zavachta. That's all. In translation, v'zavachta is shecht. Shecht and zavachta is the same thing. It's the same word. Now, Rabbi Schwab is darshing why the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu shechted korbanos, it says zvachim l'Hashem. What does it mean? So he says because it's simcha. It's a beautiful word. It's a nice word. That's by korbanos. That's true. But here we're talking about chulin at home in Cleveland Heights. What does the zavachta mean? It means shecht. Zog de Gemara weiter. U'mah sheli b'shalach anishkaras, av shalach b'shali anishkaras. So if we're going to make a logical comparison, why don't we compare to karas? Amar kra, bel pesach ayo mayed lo hevi'oi, lahakru karban Hashem b'nichras. You didn't bring the carbon to the door of the ayo mayed, one gets karas. Al korban anishkaras, al chulin shenishchetu bazara ein anishkaras. It's a miyut. This is what one gets karas for shechting korbanos outside the Azara, not for shechting chulin inside the Azara. And the, because it says there that the pesach ayomay lehviya lahakiv korban l'shem v'nichras. The pasuk is saying it's because it's a korban that one took outside the Azara, that's why he gets karas. That's saying this gets karas, not something similar. The similar is when one shechts chulin in the Azara. And it's saying no karas. The Rishonim have a kasha here. and I'm just going to say the kash, I'm not going to get involved in all the terutzim. We have a rule of ein shem and aden. We never use logic to give punishments. So how can we use logic over here? The Gemara had a kasha. Why don't I say, learn out karas? And the Gemara should have answered, we don't learn punishments from logic. The Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara brings an exclusion. That's the Rishayim's kasha. Therefore, the Rishayim want to say, some Rishayim, that on Ein Shem B'Day Shemayim, we don't say an Ein Shem
B'Day. I was going to say that.
Thank you very much. Rabbi Cohn is Mechavan the Kohen. Hagadol Miachav is Mechavan.
Rabbi said he didn't want to give any answers.
I know. Okay, thank you. That's what some Rishayim want to say. They want to prove from this Gemara that an Ein Shem B'Day Shemayim, we do say Ein Shem B'Day, because it's really not up to us. It's the Rabbi Nishlailim. And therefore, we do that, even though it would be the Negeya B'Shaygig for a carbon, but that would be okay because the Einish is an Einish B'Day Shemayim. However, there's a Rashbam in Baba Basra, and I don't have the address, that says Beferish that even on Ein Shem B'Shemayim we say Ein Shem B'Aden. So we have to find an answer according to the Shittas Rashbam, and that's what I meant when I said I'm not going to get involved in the Achrayim's answer according to the Shittas Rashbam, because he says clearly, I don't have the exact address, that even by Ein Shem B'Day Shemayim we say Ein Shem B'Aden. And the question is, so why is the Gemara ask, let us learn our Karas from logic?
What does this
mean, Mamatzinu? Yes. Binyanav Mamatzinu is another two synonymous words.
Oh, no.
No, we say it every morning in Vayishmael Leimer. The Torah allows us, B'shloich Esri Midas, HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. Rabbi Shmuel gives us keys. He said, you're going to learn Torah Chumash. There are 13 different ways we can use the Chumash. Some of them are handed down B'Sinai, and some of them find on your own. And he lists 13 different ways, rules, of how to learn Chumash. And one of them is Kal V'Chomer. You're allowed to use your own mind and make up a Kal V'Chomer, which I never understood the word in English for Kal V'Chomer. It has some word, I forgot what it is, but it didn't make any sense to me, so I never quote, I forgot it.
A fortiori.
It's something else. Like,
I'm saying it's
pasta
for it's
okay, 8 4 2.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, get back to it. It's Kavachimer. Then there's Xavier Shabbat. These are all ways that we're allowed to learn Chumash. When we open a Chumash, we have Rabbi Shmuel's 13 rules. And when you learn Chumash, you can apply any one of those rules that apply.
Which one are called the din when we take
each again? Anything that's logical goes into din.
Which of the 13?
So let's go through. You want to go through that? We'll go through that.
We'll be
it's okay.
All,
no. Again, Kal V'Chomer is logic. Zeir Sheva handed down Mitzinai. Binyan Hav is logic. That's what we call Mamatzino. Klalu Prat is there. It's right in front of you. It says a Klal and a Prat. And then all the rules of Klal Prat are not logic. So, but again, how to use them might come into logic, but the rule is there. Correct. Now, there's some that are not mentioned by Rabbi Shmuel. And we can say Hekesh is not mentioned by Rabbi Shmuel. Smuchen is not mentioned by Rabbi Shmuel. There are other ways that we use it. There's a good kasha. Next time you say Karbonos and it bothers you, it's a good kasha. No.
These aren't
photos
of the other...
No, they're not. They're separate. And they're Tanoim, by the way, that have more than your Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. This is a Brisa that Rabbi Shmuel said. They're Tanoim that have more. I think there's one that says 32 Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. That's a great kasha. That's a good shear for those who say Kabbalahs one day, they should learn these things. But it's not a Gayas here, so I'm not going to get involved in here. There's a Tana that says 32 Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. It's a more encompassing list. Now, Rabbi Shmuel left them out, but he made his list. That means, obviously, he was trying to gear to a certain list. He left out some apparent ones, like Hekesh, Smuchim, things like that. He had a reason. He didn't do it by not thinking. He knew all 32. He just decided not to count them. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Elam Rabbaya, and for the Gemara time. So that's why we can't learn our chorus. Frak the Gemara, Ikele Mifrach. So once you tell me that Chulin Shadish Ktu Bazara is not Karas, and kachim b'chutz iskara, so that they're not comparable. So how can I learn out iser from when I see they're not the same? Binyanav, mamatzino, same thing. It's built on the fact that they're comparable. If I see a difference, there goes the comparison. Now, I showed you a difference. One is chayav karas, one is not chayav karas. That means, obviously, you cannot compare the two. Frekta gemara, ikal amifrach, ma'alish li b'shalach shken anish karas. Kachim outside is anish karas. Timer, right, the other one is not. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, shchoyt shli b'shali, shchoyt zvokai b'chatzeirai, shek my karbonas in my courtyard to the chsiv b'shachar is ben abokar. Shalach b'shalach, the chsiv is avachtim b'mkorchim b'tzaynchav. The same the Krua Bisharecha. It says Shecht, your cattle and sheep, and it says Bisharecha. Ma Shali Bishalach Aser, Bahano, the Miyatar Hano, Shinesaba Machayim. Who's going to remove the Hano if you're not Shechting it in Tazara? Acher Shein Tomei Nizrak, you're not doing Zrikas Hadam. Shechtoi Shechar, that's right. And for the Gemara Elam Rabbaya Mihacha. Now I'm going to ask for patience. There's going to be a long drasha. It's going to take us half an amud. And if we're going to jump in the middle, ask questions, we're not going to give the Gemara a chance to explain itself, which it does such a wonderful job of. Ela Amar Abaye Mahacha. It says three times by Shlomim, Shecht it. And in all three times, the word it is extra. Ela Amar Abaye Mahacha. It says V'shachatoi. This is by Shlomim. It's telling you to Shecht it in the Azara. Three times. And it could have just said Shecht in the Azara. It says Shecht it in the Azara. It is an exclusion. Shechtai, Shechtai say, V'Shechtai say. Plus the Kral Yisari, there's three extra psukim, Ma Talmud Leimar. What is it coming to tell me? Fisha Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yirchak Mimcha HaMokum B'Zarachta. That tells me, if you're far away from Yishalayim, means you're outside the gates. You're outside the gates of the Azara. So zavach that you can shech. Berichuk mokum at the zaveyach. We at the zaveyach the mokum karav. That tells me that I'm not allowed to shech tchulim bazara. I don't need a limud to tell me I can't shech tchulim bazara. I need a limud to tell me I can't have anor from tchulim bazara. I can't eat if I shech tchulim bazara. But the fact that I can't shech tchulim bazara is a beferish apostolic. It's an inference. The Torah said shech tchulim outside the azara. We infer don't shecht it in the Azara. So that's there. I don't need a limud to tell me you're not allowed to do chulim b'azara. That the Torah told me. I need a limud to tell me that there are consequences if you do, like can't eat it, can't have anah. That the Torah doesn't say. So the pasuk tells me no chulim b'azara. So before we get into any drushes that we're going to need, the b'risa is a long b'risa. And let the b'risa do its thing. Zuck the b'risa. Ainly, el tmimim haruyim likarev. That tells me that animals that are no blemish, regular animals that could be korbanos, but I did not make them korbanos, I'm not allowed to shecht in the azara. Minayin l'rabbis balimumim. How about an animal that can't be a korban? Can that be shecht in the azara? It's not animal that's fit for a korban. Maybe the Torah says, any animal that you could bring a korban, do not shecht it in the azara if it's not a korban. But maybe an animal that I can't bring as a korban, namely bali mumim, so maybe that I can shecht in the azara. Talmud loymar, my bani is Talmud loymar. I'm sorry, minayin rabbis bali mumim, my bani is bali mumim shkem min hamachsher. It makes sense to say it's the same species. A cow is a cow. If I can't shecht the cow with no blemish, I can't shecht the cow with a blemish. Minayin the rabbi to sachaya. How about if I want to shecht the deer in the azara? And a deer is not even a species that I can use as a korban. So maybe the Torah's restriction is don't shecht cows in the azara. But deer, why can't I shecht in azara? My bani b'chaya, she b'shchita k'behema. I include chaya because it also needs shchita. So just like I can't shecht cows, I can't shecht deer. Minayin the rabbi to saifus. How about to shecht a bird? To shecht a chicken in the azara? Talmud Leimar. So therefore I have three psukim. Now the way Taisus learns, which is the simple shot in the Gemara, Rashi's a chiddush here, but we're going to learn Taisus. For an explanation of the Gemara, I'm going to learn Taisus. Talmud Leimar. B'shachatai, B'shachatai say, B'shachatai say. To tell me, one pasuk tells me not balimudim, one pasuk tells me not chaya, and one pasuk tells me not reifas. That's simple pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, I don't need a pasuk for balimumim. I only need two, one for chaya, one for reifas, and the third one comes to tell me I can't eat it. That's how Rashi learns. Now, there's a reason that Rishayim ask on Rashi, that's why I learned the other way, but it makes no difference. The Torah wrote three psukim. Either, we'll learn like Rashi now. One to tell me, you can't check the chaya in the Azara, check at Isai, a miyat. One to check me, I can't check Eif in the Azara. And one to tell me, I can't eat it if I do. Now, the reason I needed that because for Bali Mumen, Rashi feels there was no need for a pasuk. It's included in, I can't check a cow, I can't check the cow with her blemish. There's no reason I need a pasuk for it. Tysus doesn't understand why you don't need a pasuk for it, so he learns that one of them is for Bali Mumen. Rashi. By the way, we haven't proven anything for our sugya yet. This is just the introduction to the Braisa. Look, Rashi. They're next to each other. What do I need? Elu shloishim u'atim. The mashma mikulu, all three miyutim say the same message. This is shechtin, not anything else. The Torah came to be bit meat of desire, which means chulin. They'll be far away from the Mishkan. In the Midbar, they were not allowed to eat any animal that was fit for akrava. Eli the akrava only if they brought it as a carbon. Berichuk makom. Rashi is trying to tell me the svara behind the Torah of why the Torah was all of a sudden matur chulun when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Correct. There was no chulin. There was deer. There were animals that were not fit for akrava. If they wanted to, why not? I wasn't there. They didn't invite me, that's for sure. Rashi is coming to explain one thing. The Torah makes it sound like we're giving you a reason. Why are we permitting you to eat chulin in Eretz Yisrael? In the Midbar, we didn't permit chulin for cows and sheep and goats. No. Again, let's try it again. Why in the Midbar was I not allowed to eat cows and sheep and goats that were chulin?
How about Akko? We'll
answer his question, which is not a question later on. The Torah writes, when you're far away, eat. That means the Torah is giving you a reason. The reason in the Midbar we didn't allow it is because the Mishkan was right around your back corner. To get there, just so you're not going to be leaving right next in the back corner, so therefore we're letting you eat. That's all Rashi is explaining.
In the Midbar, they had to
shech the shlamim.
If they wanted meat.
If they wanted cow meat, or goat meat, or sheep meat, they had to shech the shlamim.
What did they do with the Bali Mumin? Did
they
not eat them?
They ate them.
How?
With shechita, without our shlamim.
But I thought they had to.
If it was fit for a carbon, they had to bring a carbon. Yeah, no. You can't bring a carbon from what's not fit for a carbon. All this the Rashi is trying to tell me is why did the Torah word it, you're far away, Kishach Kulim? Because the Torah is telling me the reason why things change when you go into Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, according to one man, the Amra, by the way, you were not allowed to eat Kulim of certain things. In Eretz Yisrael, you are. Why? It's the same Torah. It's the same Rabbeinu Shlalom.
So you still live in Yerushalayim?
No. Once the Torah was Matrit Kiyirchak, anything out of the Azara walls is Kiyirchak.
That's called Kiyirchak. Anywhere out of the Azara walls.
Correct. Again, the reason might be because not everybody lives within 5 miles of Yerushalayim. But the once the Torah said it's mutter anywhere that you're out of the Azara wall. Not a question I expected. I'm wondering why it took so long for somebody to ask.
So your is a finite, has a boundary, and that's the walls of the Azara?
Yes.
They were not allowed to
make. By the way, Aku is not in the walls of Nazar. Next, yes.
So they want to make. Was there necessary to make a mum on a Roy Behemoth?
I don't think so. It wasn't Kachem. You weren't Magdish it. You could do whatever you want. I don't know why a guy would be foolish enough to do it.
For whatever reason that they wanted to eat non.
Again, he can eat shlumim. There's nothing. The only thing he can't eat by shlumim is the parts that go on his back, which he probably doesn't eat anyway, and the little pieces that he gives to Kayan. I mean, we're making it sound like a.
There's no advantage.
I mean, I guess it was an advantage if he liked the chaza or the sheik. That's the part of the animal he liked. Gesundheit. Go make a blemish.
And so, honestly, you could bring a
korban
at the moon?
Who said that? I said no. Bali Buman could not bring as a carbon, so that you could check in as chulin. Anything that was offerable as a carbon can be brought, cannot be eaten as chulin in the Mishkan. And by the way, it's a machlokes. Rashi is picking one sheet.
The shlumim has restrictions, also, doesn't it?
That you have to eat it within 2 days and one night.
So you can't put a refrigerator. I mean,
and by the way, in the Midbar they did not have fridge. Practically speaking, they better eat the animals in 2 days and one night if they know what's good. Once an animal was 3 days old, the Gemara says it became almost not edible. Once meat was 3 days, they did not have refrigeration last time I checked. I don't know, maybe the Amud Anam provided refrigeration, but I never saw that. I'm Amud Anam, I've been chavetz you twice.
Rebbe said, according to no questions, I'm not going to say anything, I have any answers.
Yes, doctor.
The thing which I wonder about more than that, because they did have salt. The thing that I wonder about more than that is there were three kahanim. And while the Matnas Kahuna may not have been that much for each cow, when you take that by several million people total, there's going to be a fair amount of meat which has to be eaten with at a certain time, and I don't know. It seems odd that things would be destined for destruction.
I will only say the following, and it's not going to answer your question. There were more than three kahanim. They started off with three kahanim, but Elazar had children.
Okay.
Summer had children after they were made kahanim. I don't know their name. Pinchas might have been an exception because he was around before and he didn't get Nimshach, but there were other children around. Again, that doesn't make it like that 145 kahanim. I agree. They only had a limited number of kahanim, and if you had to be a makom of anything, a lot, either nobody ate meat or the kahanim ate a lot of meat. One of the two. You're right. Right. They could eat it. Their wives and children can eat it. Right. The girls, their daughters. Correct.
When did the mice of the slug happen?
There's two slavs. And this is a very complicated sugya, the slav sugya. Because there was slav in the midbar right away with the man. Then there's slav in Parshas Baloitzcha that they died from. That's a big shaila exactly. You have to learn the Rambans over there. They talk about this question. There's two kinds of slavs. One slav seems to be great, and one slav seems to be not so great. Again, exactly why you needed a second slav if you had the first slav, it's complicated. I don't have the answers, but I know the Ramban discusses it. Yes?
I'll look at the Ramban, but I don't see why one has to say there are two different types of slav. You could say that there are two, you know, that there are two different results depending on the reason why you're eating the slav.
Again, you're very good teretz. Maybe that's the teretz. I can only tell you what the psukim say. Talks about slav back right after they left Mitzrayim.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No.
Then it talks about slav later on in the parsha. Parsha is Baloitzcha, way back when they asked for meat, which they, again, it wasn't right away when they left Mitzrayim, later on, and there the slav punished them. So if the slav was coming anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm trying to book a Yishochet Lahem, it's called Geyam Yosef Lahem. And Hashem said, he didn't mamcha, give them slav. Now, he was giving them slav before that. That's the question. Now, what happened? Again, this is Ramban, but it is doesn't need explanation, because there was slav before the story of Moshe Rabbeinu going to the Rabbi Shlomo and saying, how are you going to feed Klal Yisrael?
100% no question.
So what were they asking for? They got slav every day.
The problem was not slav. The problem was complaining, saying...
Again, but if they got slav every day, what are they complaining? That they don't have meat.
That question's asked also.
Again, I said the Ramban discusses it. We're not learning Chumash now. The Ramban discusses it. And all I said was the Ramban discusses this question. That's all.
It's been a few years, and when you reach my age, you'll discover that things are not as well remembered.
Weiter. Zakti Gemara weiter. Let's catch up with Rashi. We're still in the middle of Rashi. Brichik Makim Chutz L'Migdash. Rashi describes Brichik Makim means out of the base of Migdash after Seveya Chul and Shulcha. Rashi says clearly, if it wasn't fit lakrava, you could eat it in the midbar. Since it's similar, this is Rashi Shita. I don't need a limud. It makes sense logically. If it's asir to bring, eat a cow, if it doesn't have a mum, Tzatzer the Shechter in Nazara, it would be Tzatzer the Shechter with a mum also.
The difference in Chai and Ochos is the way that Shechita is done?
No, it's just a different species. Shiva Shechita Gebehema, Ve'iskish Lepsuli Habakdashim, Be'parashi Zeis, Achi Kashiachos Tzvi, we learn that it's similar to Kachim that have a mum. The Shinle B'shchuta Shchula Ma'apsuli Habakdashim B'shchita, Atzvi V'ayo B'shchita. We learn that Chai and Nid Shechita from the fact that the Torah says, when you shecht kachim that have a mum, when you redeem them, it says, like you shecht the tzvi v'ayol. That means it tells me that when you eat deer or ayol is a mountain goat, you have to shecht it as well. But even the b'shchita is kishlu, ikil migmir neinam ishle te shchita bazara. Chol devar shchita asur rachmana. Anything that needs shchita, the Torah asur. Minayin lo'ev, Rabbi says, so'ayf v'she'in chrishasim u'fereshes b'tayra. Doesn't say Shechita. Now what Rashi is coming to do here, let me explain it, and please let me just speak out without being interrupted. Rashi is trying to say, why would I think a Chai is different? Why would I think that a Chai you could check in Dazara? I can't check the Behemoth in Dazara, so I should be able to check the Chaya? So Rashi says, the Havamin would be because it's not a kind of Korban. But at the end of the day we say, Lamaisa, it's the same process of Shechita. Since it's the same process, it should be Asher also. And the Torah speaks out the process. The Torah says Shechita by Achaya. But by Eifus, the Torah never said Shechita. So maybe, since the Torah never said Shechita, it's not included in the Isra of Shechita. You have to shech the bird. It's a big machloikus tanoim, whether it's Midrash or Midrabanan. But the bottom line is we shech birds. Maybe that's not Asur De'azara. That's the Havamina that Eifus is different. Even though it needs Shechita, but the Torah doesn't say the Shechita. So maybe that's different. So Minayin the Rabbis is Eifus. The answer is Haki Gosina b'Tayrus Karnim Tamad Lerem v'Shachta v'Shachatayz v'Shachatayzay. Chinami Gosina b'Sefri. The Perusha and the Perish is Chad l'Chaya, the Chad l'Eifus, the Chad l'Iser Achila. I want to tell me I can't eat it, but yeah, but if I did check it. In the Tani Marban Yisachaya, we said we're going to be Marbit logically. We just got finished saying that we would include a Chaya logically because it needs Shechita. I wouldn't have sukkim, I would do it with logic, but I'd rather have the pasuk. So the pasuk tells me clearly, shecht it, not a chaya, shecht it, not a bird. If not in the pasukim, I would sit there and do my mamatzinus. This needs shechita, this needs shechita, but a mamatzinu leaves yourself up to logic. And whenever you have something logical, you always have the fear that there might be a difference. But if I have a pasuk, I'm better off. So the pasuk wrote v'shachar ha'isai three times, one to tell me that I can't check the chai in Dazara, one to shech me I can't check the bird in Dazara, and one to tell me if I shech that I can't eat it. What?
According to Rashi.
Correct.
From here we're going to the shechita of an oaf. In other words, we know that oafs are some oafs are mutter.
Karbanos.
This has nothing to do with karbanos.
No, nothing to do with karbanos.
No.
No, but some oafs are. In the Torah, it says, which ovens are
90, yeah, what's got to do with this?
So, is this how we learn Shechita?
There's a big machloikis tanoim whether you need Shechita by Eif Menat Haira.
Right.
This is not the source.
It's not the source.
No. Yes.
Minor point. Why not go down the rabbit hole? The Mamatina, you don't have to fear that there's a difference, because there is definitely a difference, because you've got two different things, and they're individual. To use your language, the question is whether or not they're
correct.
Significant.
Correct. So again, going to Rashi Shita, I really could do all three with a Mamatina. The Gemara felt comfortable enough to learn Achaya from a Mamatina. To learn not oif from a mamatzino. But then the Gemara says, you know what? I have a better limud than a mamatzino. I have psukim. So I use psukim for chaya and oif. I don't use a pasuk for balmum. That I'm satisfied with my mamatzino. I use it to tell me if you shechted, it's usher to eat. Zak the Gemara weiter. It's still the brisa that's talking. Minayin. Where am I up to? Yeah, Yachol or Yishchait, Mshachat Yei Mutter. I would think you're not allowed to shecht Chulim Bazara, but if you shecht it, it's Mutter, which is a Kasha on Rashi. So Rashi just told me that we have a Pasuk saying you can't eat it. One of Tyson's Kashas on Rashi. But the Gemara says, I would think you're not allowed to shecht Chulim Bazara, but if you do shecht Chulim Bazara, it's Mutter to eat. Talmud Loimar, Yikach M'cha Amokim is a Vachta V'Achalta. You can shecht it and eat it. Marshat is zaveach berich makum al ta'icho. What you shecht far away, you're allowed to eat. Via ta'icho, marshat is zaveach bekir makum karav. The word v'achalta says out there you can shecht and eat it, but over here if you shecht, you can't eat it. Not only are you not allowed to shecht in the azara, but we're being inferring that you can't eat it if you shecht in the azara because it says it's a vachta v'achalta. Why did the Torah have to tell me v'achalta? What else are you going to do with it? I have chulin outside in tzvas and I'm shechting it. What am I shechting it for? For an exercise? Obviously, I'm going to eat it. So why did the Torah write eat it? To tell me, here you're allowed to eat it. Do it in the azara. You can't eat it. That tells me, prat l'chulin shadish l'bazara. V'ein li'el t'mimim. Again, we're going to go through the same thing. Maybe it's only for animals that are royal akrava, not royal likara. Minayin the rabbis bali mumim. Same answer. Malbrani bali mumim. She came in hakosher. The same species. Minayin the rabbis says hachaya. The Gemara can do the same thing. Rabbani is hachaya. She beshchita kebehema. Minayin the rabbis says haifis. Talmud loymar. Back to the three things. Shchatai, shacharaisa, veshacharaisai. Again, just like that pasuk included it that I can't shecht it in the azara, it includes it that I can't eat it in the azara because it said v'achalta over there, not over here. That told me I'm not allowed to eat chulin shadish l'bazara. How do I know to expand it to chaya and oifus? From the extra oisais, the same oisais. The same oisais that tell me I can't shecht it also tell me I can't eat it. Because over there, when the Torah wrote Yerichim Ha'amakam, it said the word V'achalta. There was no reason to write V'achalta. Frek the Braisa. Minayin the V'yachul Ha'yishchoy, the M'shachat Yashlechenu V'nei Klovim. I would think it's Mutar Bahana. Talmud Leimer, La'kelev Tashlichun Oisai. This is written by Trefa. That a Trefa, you should show to the dogs. Oisai Atamashlech Lazara. I'm going to explain this meat in a second. But the Gemara is saying, there's a special pasuk that says the chulin shadish l'bazara is asamana. End of story. Excuse me. So how do I know chulin shadish l'bazara is asamana, which is what we were looking for? The word eisai. Akelav tashlichun eisai. Could have said latechatav tashlichun. We're talking about treifa. Why does it say the word eisai? An exclusion. This you can throw to azara. Not something else. What is that something else? Chulin shadish l'bazara. Now, why chulin shadish l'bazara? How do you know what's going on chulin shadish l'bazara? Okay? So let me explain this. This is a little bit, you need to hear this. The pasuk by Trefa is a very interesting pasuk. It says, U'basar basodeh Trefa loitzechelu, la'kelev tashlichun oisai. When we learn chumash, we translate it, you have a trefa in a field, don't eat it, throw it to your dogs. The word field is extra. What does the Torah have to tell me that the treifa is located in the field? The treifa can be located in your house. What does that mean, ubasar basoda treifa? So the Gemara therefore learns that basoda is a different iser. It's as if the Torah said two laven, basar basoda loisechelu, and basar treifa loisechelu. Now what does it mean, basar basoda loisechelu? I can eat meat in the field. Anything that's out of its boundary, anything that is out of where it's supposed to be, do not eat. Sada means out away, not in your place, out in the field. So the Torah is writing a law, do not eat things that are out of its mechitza. Katshim kadashim, out of the Azara. Katshim kalim, out of Yerushalayim. Things that are out of its wall. Another thing, if an animal sticks its foot out before it's born, and you shech the mother, that foot can't be eaten. That foot was out of its wall. You can eat a fetus that's found in the mother, but that was not in the mother. It was out of its wall. They're all included in the iser of basar basoda loisechelu. And it says, lakelav tashlichu noisai, which is going on the case when the animal puts his foot out of the wall of the mother. You can, it's mutter b'hana. That's what we're learning from that pasuk. So we say, oisai, that thing that's out of its wall. The chulash of azara is also out of its boundary, because the boundary is not to go into the azara. And you go into the azara, you're out of your boundary. That's asr b'hana. Oisai is telling me there's a certain kind of animal that's out of its boundary that is mutter b'hana. And that is the animal that sticks its foot out before it's born. Shech mom, you can't eat the foot, but you can have anah from it. It was out of its boundary. And the Torah says, Isai. We say, Isai, you can eat is mutter b'anah. But anything, there's a, something else out there that is out of its boundary that you can't have anah. What thing is out of its boundary that hasn't been talked about before in the Torah? Chul shenishlo bazara. So that teaches me, chul shenishlo bazara is aser b'anah.
Inside that, no one says, most of the time when you eat, you eat in your home.
Again, how in the world did you just answer the question? Why did the Torah need the word basada?
No, I'm just saying, anything outside of your boundary, right?
Right.
So, again, you look at the norm rather than...
The boundary means where it belongs, halachically. Your boundary is where you belong halachically. The animal's boundary is where the animal belongs halachically. I'd like to learn Rashi before we answer any questions. Rashi Tabri Amen. Talmud Loimar. Given this Rabbi Hanach Minayling Yisr Shkitas Rabbi Namalin Zachila Ketamimim. Once we see the Rachal to Toma, you can't eat it by animal fit Rakrava, so we're going to include the other one. We have to Mashal Rechelav. Zuk Rashi. V'hochi Mishtam Achula Minay. This is how I learn it. This pasuk is also talking about meat that left its boundary. Kegan, uber shahaytzias yadei b'shchitas imay, a fetus that stuck out its hand before you shechted mom. Yafina la mahaykra liyisura. We learn it out from this pasuk. Baser basada, because yatsa baser chutz lemechitzasei begalui, kasada sheila mechita, like a field that's open. Meat that went into the open that wasn't supposed to be in the open. Harihuka treifa, it's like treifa, but loy seichlu. So it baser besada loy seichlu, baser treifa loy seichlu. Two separate things. Well, miyat besefu la kelav tashlichon oisai, lemute chulun shenashlu bazara. Coming to exclude chulun shenashlu bazara. Bedarash achi. Oisai hu denesar biyasiyas mechitza. The meat that came out of mom, that foot that came out of mom, is usher because it left its wall. Ulakalav tashlichon oisai the mutter b'hana. But it's mutter b'hana. The loy chulun shenishlu d'bazara hanesor maidei knesis mechitza, because you're entering a boundary you're not supposed to be. Da'asur ma'av b'hana. Yes.
Carbonus? If they're found to be treif, what happens to those?
You burn them.
Not allowed to go to the kelev.
No.
Maybe that's what also. Those only besudet, not in.
There's psukim for that. I don't need that. There's other psukim I learned that from. Yes, doctor.
So by trifle soda, we're referring to anything with any sort of organic problem.
Again, there's two parts to the pasuk.
Right. No,
but soda and trifle.
Wondering about the definition of the word trefa.
Trefa means an animal that has something in it that makes it non-edible. The shechita was kosher, but there are something in the animal, one of 18 or more, there's 24, whatever the number is, of things that make it non-edible, like a hole in the lung and a missing liver or a missing whatever it is.
As recently as, I believe, yesterday, you said... You mentioned that the meaning of the word trefa is torn, not...
I didn't mention that, but it's true. But it doesn't mean literally torn. It means something that makes the animal not edible.
Okay, and that's, I thought that was just a usage, because if that's the case, I mean, the majority of animals who are attacked by wild animals that are torn are in the field.
Again... The word trefa, this is a Gemara in Sakhnam, and a few places.
I mean, the Rashi that you said that, you know, says it's obviously organic defects, including, you know.
Yes, it does. Again, the word basad is extra. Tell me basad trefa like the chelu, I know everything I need to need. Everything I need to know. The Mishnah says yutches trefas. The Gemara adds at least six more. Okay, because the word basada means out of its wall. The case of an animal out of its wall is when an Uber sticks its hand out of the mother. The pasuk ends on basada and on trefa, v'kelav tashlichon oisait. Yutz mutar b'hana. So the pasuk specifically states that which we included from basada is mutar b'hana. What did we include from basada? An animal that stuck its hand out of its mother's womb. And the Torah said, "Isai excludes something that's similar. A similar thing is when you take chulin into the azara, where you can say it's into the wall, not out of the wall, but the same idea. You're out of its place, and that's not mutar b'hana." Learn an Isarase. Yes. No. Any Isar that's derived from a positive, that's inferred from a positive, is called an Isarase. The Talmud never says that you should not marry a mitzris, Giyaris. It says third generation mitzris can be married by a Jewish man. Inference, first two generations, not. Never said don't. It said what to do. Infers is don't do anything else. So that's called an Isarase, where the Torah taught me the prohibition through writing a positive. There is no law for chulin shenis shetu b'azara. The Torah wrote me, eat it outside. Inference is don't check it inside. If you do, don't eat it. That doesn't say a word about pleasure. So the answer is, Lakalav Tashlichon Oisai. So at the end of the day, how do I know Chulin Shetu B'Azara is also about no? Lakalav Tashlichon Oisai. Abai brought a bright say, he didn't make up these drushes himself. Even though it doesn't say Kitatanya, you're right, it's Mehacha. I think he's quoting a bright. I mean, in fact, in the side of my Gemara, it says Sifri Parshas Re'ei, so I guess it is a bright.
Our school
has it caps. Can't hear you.
Because
we see that trefa. Basada. We're not talking about the word trefa now. We're interested in the Isra learned out from the word basada.
Talk about the way animals.
I don't tell Chazal how to darshan psukim. I learned that a long, long time ago. Don't tell Chazal what to do psukim. My job is to understand what they did, not why they did. They were bothered with the extra word basada, and they were not satisfied to say it's just the way it is. They weren't satisfied.
That's the last resort.
So therefore, they went and made a drasha. They went and made a drasha. Why they weren't satisfied? I don't know. I can only tell you that they weren't satisfied. To them, basada was a totally extra word. Could have said basa trefel leisachelu. So every day they learned a whole new wisdom out of the word basada. And therefore learned a whole new wisdom from the word eyesight. Built one on the top of the other. That's what Chazal darshim sukkim and I don't.
Is not hanoah.
It is hanoah.
Oh, it is hanoah. But that's the only hanoah you can have.
No! That's the only thing I can have hanoah. A kelp tashlich and eiser doesn't mean I'm limited to give it to a dog.
Sell it.
I can do whatever I want.
Oh. An avela?
This is not an avela. This is trefa.
That's what you're talking about.
Or sada, whatever that is. It's not talking about an avela. The avela is a machoikas tanoim, whether it's limited or not. Farshim say, I'm sure Rabbi Cohn knows the Rashi, that says, why say lakela by trefa and by nevela, it says to guide to a guy? Because we treat dogs nicer because they were nice to us in Mitzrayim. The Chobanei Yisrael Yechaz Karev L'Shayna, trefa is a higher level than by nevela. Shechten. Not like it died from an illness. It was shechten. The Torah says, give it to the dog as akaras hatayv. Give dogs appreciation that they were nice to you in Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi brings over there.
Did you hear that the dog is better than a
Chamor?
Chamor's not loyal? Did you have that in the
Chamor
earlier?
I have no idea what's got over here. I'm asking, the question. I was saying that Torah was saying we show appreciation to the dog for what it did to us in Mitzrayim.
They're more respectful.
Are donkeys carnivores?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the Gemara says in Baba Kama that they're not.
They won't eat the meat.
No. They don't have teeth for it.
How do they eat grass?
That's the Gemara right. Askechinu Mar Yehuda L'Rav Yosef L'Rav Shmuel B'Rei D'Rabbi Baruchana. Mar Yehuda, that's his name, found these two Amaroim, Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Baruchana. Rabbi Kaima Pesach de Rabbah, they were by the door of Rabbah. Amaluhu, he said to them, I have a contradiction. Tanya, we learned in the Brayta, some Makadish, Mepetach, Amor, Mepasa, Mechalov, Mechul, Shalish, Lul, Bazara, Mepshim, and I'm in Mekudashis. By Petach, Amor, Mepshim, and holds it to Mutra Bano, if you remember before Arifa, we had this last week, to Mutra Bano, Basa, Mechalov, Mepshim, and learned out that it's Mutra Bano, we had that last week as well. And the third one is Chul, Shalish, Lul, Bazara. If Shimon says it's Mekudashis, that means it's not Asr Bano. Mutar Bana. Alma, B'chamim I'm reading the Mekudashis because it's Asr Bana. Alma, Chulun Shalish Tuvazar L'Rav Shimon Lav Deraisa. That means it's not Deraisa. If it's Mekudashis, that means it's not banned Bahano Amid Deraisa. I have a question. Uriminu. Shimon Aymer, Chulun Shalish Tuvazar Yisrafu. You burn it. B'chain Chai Shalish Tuvazar. Now, if it were not a Deraisa, we would not require a chaya to be burned. Because really, a chaya shenishkut debaza, if it's not a deraisa, why in the world are we burning it? Bechlau, it's not also a deraisa. Teretz says, we're afraid you'll confuse it with kachim. Kachim that are pasul need to be burned. If you have a chul, a shecht, a nazara, you don't burn it, people are going to say, huh? It's a nazara, why don't you burn it? So therefore the Rabbanan said burn it. But that's good for a bad behemoth, where people can get confused between a chulin and a kachim. But a chaya is a totally different thing. Why would they say burn the chaya? It's a raya, then it is a deraisa. So it's a contradiction in Reb Shimon. That's what he asked these two amaroim. Reb Shimon says she's mukadashas. That means Reb Shimon says it's not asher b'ano amid deraisa. Then Reb Shimon says you have to burn it. Now burning it doesn't bother us because you get confused with kachim and azara that have to be burned, puzzle ones. But chaya is totally out of the thing. You'll never get confused over that. Now, if it's a deraisa, deraisa is deraisa. But if it's only a drabonon, why are we burning a chaya? So the chaya, that proves it's a deraisa. So it's a contradiction in Rav Shimon. Ishtiko, they didn't have an answer to the contradiction. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shimon, I remember, Tanya Mekazbech Tchumar Braisi. Shimon, Mekazbech Tchumar Bechayim. Shimon, Tamei Damilel. We had him last week. Mutabana. The Basar Bechala. Shimon, Tamei Damilel. Mutabana. Kulam Bazara. Ksavar, Yisru, Elab, Deraisa. La Yisir Shchita Asai. La Yisir Hanasai. Doesn't hold it, the whole thing. La Darish Berich Malkam Hachi. Doesn't dash in the pasik of his Zavach Mimcha Malkam Zavach Zavachalta. El Midrabanon. He holds the whole Israel of Chulun Bazar as a Drabanon. Dilmi, Asir Lameymar, Kachim Shinipshul Lacha Shchitahein. People might confuse it with Kachim that became Pasul. So in Israel Daman, but you had Kachim, you didn't do the Zrika, you have to burn it. Kamathani Minayon, they'll have Anor from it. If they have Anor from Chulun, Asir Haris Mikachim, so in Israel Daman. Reb Shimon holds the whole Israel Chulun Shinipshul Bazar as a Drabanon. But the Raisa is no problem. Drabanon are afraid. You're going to shech chulun bazara, and you're not going to burn it. People are going to say, yeah, that means kachim that become pasul. I don't have to burn. They're going to confuse the two. But that makes sense only by behema, where there's reason for confusion, not by chayim, which we will continue tomorrow.